Hi, folks. It is Wednesday, May the 13th. You are listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
That was some exciting music we had there.
It sure was.
That was some great music. A lot of gay news. A lot of gay news. We're going to jump right into it. We have a great, great guest tonight. Comedian, writer Anne Nesipor is going to be calling in a little bit later on in our show. We have some great tunes that she has requested, so we're all kinds of excited about that. But first, let's get to some news.
Wait, I've got a good one.
You can start.
We are lifting the ban on gays in the military. Oh, wait. No, that's not us. That's Uruguay.
Do you know that you just totally stole my entire thunder? And I think that was the exact joke I was going to start with.
It's terrible.
Yes. So,
we're so psychically connected, Ken.
If you live in Uruguay, you can send us an email at theshowsogay@aol.com and we'll send you out a t-shirt.
At the same time this week, we get Obama saying, we're not going to intervene on behalf of anyone who comes out of the closet before legislation happens here for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. So
there's a lot of disappointment out there right now for Obama's, in many people's eyes, a lack of action on the part of the LGBT community. His lack of action on behalf of helping the LGBT community. So we are going to keep our eyes open for that. A lot of it is around Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and whether or not he bit off a bit more than he could chew, a la President Clinton, in saying that this is something that would be one of the first things to go. So we'll keep our eyes on that, but Obama needs to probably do something for the LGBT community soon, or that's not going to go so well. But the other good thing...
There's another good thing?
There's tons of good things. It's not just in Uruguay. There are things happening in this country.
Oh, you all pronounce it correctly and everything. I'm sorry, everyone.
There was a gay adoption win in Florida.
Of all places, I'm sure that will continue to be discussed.
Yes, but no, that is a good thing. So the National Center for Lesbian Rights scored a decisive win for gay parents in Florida when an appeals court unanimously agreed today, because as we all know, all the gay stuff happens on Wednesdays.
In Florida,
that the Sunshine State must honor second parent adoption by same-sex couples granted in other states. The Florida Court of Appeals reversed a lower court ruling and held that Florida must give full faith and credit to adoptions granted to same-sex couples by other states. So that's a very good thing. Shout out to Jamie, who listens to us in Florida.
Absolutely. Hello,
so Jamie, go out and celebrate in the streets because gay adoption, it's a win there in Florida. So these are all very good things.
Yeah, we have some more state news, too.
Go for it.
Massachusetts had their five-year anniversary of gay marriage. It's kind of wild, huh?
Well, you know who else is having their five-year anniversary?
Who else?
Robin Oakes, who was on our show last week, who was one of the first couples to get married in Massachusetts. So that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, and she was a great guest.
She was a fantastic guest. But tonight we have a whole different guest. It's a whole different guest. We have a different person. We're moving on. Robin is in our hearts. But tonight, it's all about Anne Nesipor. So we're going to play a song that she...
That's right. Anne is now in our hearts.
Anne is... Our hearts can only hold room for one guest at a time, apparently. So here we go. This is a song requested by Anne.
Looking for a reason why you even set my world into motion. look up into the night sky. I see a thousand eyes staring back. And all around these golden beacons, I see nothing but black. I feel the weight of something beyond them. I don't see what I can feel. Your vision is the only validation. And most of my life isn't real. Cause if you're not of fear that it's all just a bunch of matter. Cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you. Black and gold, 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 black and gold. Black and gold, black and gold, black and gold.
And if you were not able to figure it out, that is a song called Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow. It's a great tune as requested by tonight's guest, and we'll get to her a little bit later. First, you want the good news, you want the bad news?
Good news always.
Well, good news always. So New York, good things happening in New York. The New York Assembly... This is our gay marriage segment of our show. Current events have forced us to have a gay marriage segment of every
show. Every week.
Not that we're complaining. It's a good thing, but holy cow.
But I can't wait until we have a gay news segment every week that just says, yay, we already have marriage. The end.
I think it's going to be the end of that segment.
We don't have
we just
to remember all these
anymore.
States and all of that. It's very complicated.
So the New York State Assembly voted 89 to 52 yesterday. I'm confused as to why they didn't do that today because... Today is when our show is, but they voted yesterday, 89 to 52, in favor of marriage for same-sex couples. The legislation will now move to the state Senate, and the quote from Human Rights Campaign President Joel Salmanese said, quote, it's great to see the Assembly strongly reaffirm its support for marriage equality. It's time for the Senate, which now has pro-equality leadership, to ensure that loving, committed same-sex couples in New York can have the same rights and responsibilities under the law as loving, committed different sex couples. We're still saying different sex is such a bizarre
different sex
bizarre
is that
phrase.
Really what they're saying?
That's what the Human Rights Campaign president, different sex couples, bizarre.
Awkward.
So that's on the good side. On the other side, New England is not complete, folks.
Yeah, we're missing this little bite-sized chunk.
We're missing this little pop'em that we call Rhode Island. So Rhode Island, if folks don't know, and I didn't know. So put me in the column of folks that didn't really know. Did you know how overwhelmingly Roman Catholic it is?
I did not. Until though I have to say, I'm wagging my finger at Rhode Island because my very Irish Catholic side of the family have been very, very,
you know,
accepting.
Right now, you're wagging your finger at me. So
well, I'm
your...
telling you too, and your little bite-sized Rhode Island Roman
that.
Catholic portion of you, wherever that might be.
I will convey that to Rhode Island, but the movement towards gay marriage has stalled in Rhode Island. Perhaps it's even lost ground, one article said, after a stalemate at the State House, a loss in the state's top court, and continued opposition from religious leaders. Now, one person...
On the plus side, we can just load up my Volkswagen and overwhelm Rhode Island with positive votes.
When are we meeting to go do that?
I mean, there are like three of us, like me, you, and Andrew. We'll just go down.
Can Kristen come?
Yeah, Kristen can come too. Sure.
Carrie?
Absolutely.
All right, everybody.
I don't know if we're all going to fit in my Volkswagen.
Let's meet up at the co-op on after commencement on Sunday, and let's go down to Rhode Island and see what kind of trouble we can stir up. But in Rhode Island, I just thought this was a really funny quote.
And to our listener who just IM'd us, no, Rhode Island is not actually a city in Massachusetts. I'm pretty sure it's a city in Connecticut, right?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Apparently, it's very Roman Catholic.
It's a very Roman Catholic.
This is what I have learned. But okay. The one person who's really not happy about it is Cassandra.
There's one.
Okay, there's probably tons. But in particular, Cassandra or Miston. And she said, quote, "I do not hear voices raised, voices stating absolutely that this just cannot do. It's not enough to be patient." Now, why is our friend Cassandra so upset?
Why?
Because Cassandra, age 62, is a lesbian who could not get divorced in Rhode Island after she and her partner married in Massachusetts. So she's got a ton invested in this, because nothing will spur this forward like someone who needs their divorce to be recognized.
In other news,
what do you got?
Wanda Sykes and her wife Alex welcomed twins on April 27th, and their publicist just released that to people, and it's out there now. So we're very excited about that.
Let's dedicate this next song to Wanda Sykes.
Absolutely.
Here
Let's
we go.
Do that.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's that time of the show where we welcome a guest. How do you feel about that?
Absolutely.
Guest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
That's always a good start for us. Now we get to introduce you. Ann Nesbitt, everyone, is just a hilarious comedian and quite the prolific writer. She's the editor in Butch over at Nouveau Butch at WordPress.com. She's a blogger over at GraceTheSpot.com. She has her own blog on her own site that I guarantee, hopefully, Ann, you have to tell everyone about it. And in particular, I really want to encourage people, when you go over to Ann's site, to check out the entry called She Ain't Heavy, She's My Inner Cheerleader, which I just thought Ann was fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I thought that was great. So she's co-hosted the Here TV podcast, Girls on Girls. I'm a little nervous she doesn't sleep at any point because she does all these things. She's a fellow New Jerseyan. She's a fellow NYU Violet. Ann Nesbitt, welcome to the show, So Gay with Ken and Becca. How are you?
Oof, that was an exhausting introduction. I feel tired. Like, I do a lot of stuff.
You do a lot of stuff.
I'm so excited. She's from New Jersey, too.
What's going on there in New York City these days, Ann?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of writing to be done, and there's a lot of comedy to be done, and there's a lot of women to be done.
Ann Nesbitt.
This is a family show.
Family show, Ann.
I'm kidding. I'm a one-saddle pony.
Yeah, well, look at that. That's a good thing. All right, Ann, you ready to talk about some gay news?
Yeah, let's do it. Hit me.
All right, so we, of course, have to start with, apparently, as we've been saying for the past couple weeks, the most important...
You're not going to go there
I am.
Again.
The most important gay news story out there. It is inescapable. It is the biggest thing to happen to this community. And of course, Ann, it's all about Miss California.
Ugh.
What is the deal? Why are all the stories about Miss...
What the fornia? From the state that brought you Prop 8. Welcome this loser.
Why are all the stories... Why can't we let go of this story, Ann?
You know why? Because she has a great little PR machine behind her, and they keep pushing this news story under the nose of every, like, desk editor at some pseudo, you know, news corporation. It's perfect. She's like the sweet blonde ingenue being attacked by the crazy gays.
Those crazy gays.
We are wild.
So the news this week, because apparently someone out there is waiting for the Miss California story for us to talk about it, was that Donald Trump said that she could keep her title. Woo! And today, Shannon Mochler, I kind of know who that is, resigned as the executive director of Miss California USA because she doesn't believe that they stand for what she stands anymore. And how do we get rid of this story? First of all, probably us not talking about it anymore would help.
That would help.
Yes, indeed. You know what, though? I could care less about beauty pageants in general. I'm just not interested. And least of all, in what they have to say.
About politics?
To a beauty pageant to hear what they have to say. Why would this girl's opinion on anything matter?
You almost make it seem, Anne, like Miss New Jersey does not represent you.
And Ken and I worked so hard to win This Show Is So Gay, King and Queen.
Yes.
That's how we got here, you
That's
know.
That's how we got here. But apparently,
we're so
Miss
pretty.
New Jersey, nothing to Anne. And Miss New York, no, forget it. Anne's not interested.
No, doesn't interest me a bit.
All right, then we're moving on. We're done with that. We would like to say that we will never talk about Miss California again, but...
Ken, we're not going to talk about it again.
I can almost guarantee we will. So this week, folks, if you did not know, we'll... No, not this week. Next month. Not even close. Next month will be the 40th anniversary of Stonewall, which... If folks didn't know, you should.
Yes, Gay Pride is.
Gay Pride, June 28th, 1969. So there were a couple op-eds out there this week, Anne, that I wanted to get your take on. One of them was whether or not we still need Pride parades. And so the quote from this article was, when you think about Pride in your town or city, what first comes to mind? Is it riots that started our gay liberation? Is it the political factions who helped us get where we are? Perhaps it's the companies that supported our right to work alongside straight people. Or do you just think about how messed up you're going to get while watching hot buff gyrating go-go boys toss beads your way?
Oh, it's totally the last one for me.
I have to ask, I mean, do we really need 4th of July anymore?
Listen, Anne.
Are you going to use logic on this?
Anne, we're independent, sorry, and we need to celebrate that every year.
I am all about Pride. I think it's a good time. I think it's nice to get together and celebrate the gays and have a flashy parade and have a few cocktails with friends. I'm for it. I'm for it. It's the only time you can convince all of your friends to go out at the same time.
I think I heard Anne said she hates America.
So she's for gay pride. She's against California and apparently America. So, but
okay,
so
we just need to get that all straight.
Here's my confession, just between us three, and you know the listeners. I've never actually been to a gay pride parade.
Wow!
What are you putting your head in your hands over there? I've actually never been.
You're fired.
Yeah, that is kind of the sound of Ken being fired.
I'm running for Miss California next year. No, I've never been. I did my 4 years undergrad, 2 years grad at NYU, and lived in New York City for years and years and years, and I somehow managed to avoid it.
Was that on purpose?
A little bit it was. You know, I get a little crazy with tons and tons of crowds. I was working in piano bars a couple times on Pride, and then I just somehow managed to avoid it. I had a really bad experience at the Halloween parade 1 year.
You know what? I absolutely hate the Halloween parade. I think it's terrifying, but actually, when I moved to New York, I wasn't out. I didn't know I was gay. I was just a 19-year-old with a lot of Catholic issues.
Nice.
And by accident, I came upon the Gay Pride Parade. I was coming in from Penn Station. I walked over to Fifth Avenue, and I was like, what is this congregation of colorful folk? And I was just so oblivious, but I felt like an overwhelming sense of safety.
Nice.
It was the safest I ever felt in New York City at that point. I had just moved here.
Which is like the exact opposite that I felt at the Halloween parade.
Yes, Halloween, terrifying. I happened to walk past the Presbyterian Church, and there were like ministers giving cups of lemonade to like happy couples.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, this is glorious.
Look at that.
That's pretty nice.
That's so much better than the 4th of July parade, which Anne doesn't support. That's fantastic. Have you been, Becca, to the Gay Pride Parade?
Well, in Boston, yes.
Okay.
Not in New York.
How's Boston Pride?
It's good. I mean, people are great there.
There you go.
You know, it's peaceful.
Have you been to the New York City Halloween Parade?
No, I have not.
Now, my bad experience.
But I don't like parades in general, and I've gone to Pride in Boston twice, not last year, the year before as part of the Dyke March Committee, and then the year before that for a Unitarian Universalist
nice.
Group. So I was there on business both times.
Can I say my really bad New York City Halloween story, parade
yes,
story?
Sure. Please
was
do.
Someone dressed as this big thing fell on me, and I had a really hard time getting out from underneath whatever it was. And it turns out, because there was a picture of it in The Voice the next day, it was someone dressed up as Massengill. So it was this really funny picture of Massengill pins this guy, and ladies and gentlemen,
that
I was
guy.
That guy.
Wow, he's been on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I know you from.
And he's been that guy who
is That's
pinned.
My notoriety, Anne. It's not from NYU when you wouldn't look at me in the hallways. It was from the Halloween parade picture.
Wow.
So that's my Halloween story.
Now
anyway.
We know.
Every day at NYU was a Halloween parade.
Oh, every day. And then every now and then I went to class.
Yeah. Every day it was a new costume and a new story and a new something or other.
Spoken like a true Tisch graduate. I am. We stick together. So that was one story. And then this other op-ed, which, Anne, I feel you have a lot to say about this. You ready?
All right.
The title of the op-ed was, Can Lesbians Have Casual Sex?
Can they? Is that what it really is?
It's truly. This was over on...
Is it
on,
possible? Like, physically?
This was over on gay.com on their Hot Topics. This was the quote that came out of the op-ed. I'm not
it's
saying that they're...
casual.
Well, this is what this woman said. I'm not
casual
saying...
Casual defined by footwear, then absolutely.
Oh.
Well,
this
woman said, I'm not saying there aren't any lesbians who can't have casual sex without their emotions getting in the way. I know there are. I've read about them in those lesbian erotica anthologies, and I saw an attractive one named Shane on the L Word, but I've never met any of these lesbians in person, which is a shame because I know I'd like them very much.
So are they saying that they are one of these mythical creatures?
I do not know. But Anne, can lesbians have casual sex apart from their footwear?
I think to the extent that women in general can have casual sex, lesbians can definitely have casual sex.
Okay. So there you go.
So does that mean yes or no? That was a cop-out.
Without actually answering your question.
Yeah.
That was spoken like a true beauty queen answer.
And then you want world peace, right?
Right.
World peace would be great. What are you working on these days, Anne? Tell everyone where they should be checking out everything that you are working on.
Well, I actually just got brought on board for this great project called OurSceneTV.com.
Okay.
It's going to be like a gay network, like sort of like a television, but it's a broadband network. It's the first gay broadband network.
Fantastic.
Hey, check that out.
Yeah, and they'll have a bunch of op-eds. I'm going to be on their writing staff, and I'm probably going to do some hosting for their segments and stuff. So you'll see a little like web video stuff.
Well, and I was reading your latest entry, and gosh, I hope I don't. It was Jokes 10, Looks 3.
Yes.
Tell everyone about that column, because I thought it was really fascinating view.
Well, I had a big audition at a certain comedy network for a certain comedy show.
Okay.
They were looking for a certain news show. They were looking for a reporter. And it wasn't like a gay spot. It was just, I got called in as a comic to come do some sides, read some lines, and audition. And I was psyched. And I did a good job. I'll be the first one to tell you when I bomb, I'll be the first one to tell you.
Not this time. You aced it this time.
I worked really hard, and I was very pleased with my audition. And the casting director giggled a few times, and that's a huge accomplishment because they hear the same thing 10,000 times in the same day.
Nice.
That's excellent.
Make them laugh, that's a big deal. And then I never heard anything. And I had dinner with a friend of mine who is a development executive in the great big giant corporation that owns this comedy network.
Okay.
And she's a friend of mine, and she's like, "Do you want to know why you never got a call back?" And I was like, "I do." And I used to work in casting, so I know how brutal it is, and I should have known this ahead of time, but she was like, "They just wanted to cast someone totally hot and fuckable."
She
was like, "You have probably 50 pounds to lose before you would reach that status." And I was like, "Ugh, I should have known that." But this particular show isn't necessarily known for hot chicks. It's known for smart chicks.
There you go.
So I was like, "I'm totally smart and completely adorable. Aces." But alas, I wasn't even remotely in the running. Like, I'm sure it was one of those things where they let me read because it's polite, but as soon as they saw me, they were like, "Oh, abs not."
Oh,
I was kind of devastated.
What a world we live in.
It's all still so, it's so image conscious then.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't think it's going to ever change. You know, I was watching Oprah today and they had Monique on.
Do you guys know Monique? Yeah.
And she's a big girl and she's got a big career. And Oprah's a big girl and she's got a big career.
Yeah.
But I suppose for every Monique and Oprah, there's like 10,000 Courtney Coxes, Jennifer Aniston's, you know, Jenny McCarthy's, etc.
Women whose ribs you can see.
Yeah, but
still, I think people need to go to our website. I mean, when you're saying this, I'm picturing a troll-like creature, and that is certainly not the case with you.
I have a trollishness.
Come on.
Trollishness. I just have to say, in your defense, people should look at our website and see your photo and, you know, judge for themselves, because I think that was pretty harsh of them to say.
I always say, I'm
pretty
like,
darn
if
harsh.
Rosie O'Donnell and Rachel Ray had a love child, it would be me. I'm like somewhere in that neighborhood of like completely girl next door and adorable.
So hilarious and can cook. Where do we lose?
Oh, I can totally cook.
See?
And nary a trollish quality to be found. And
well, the way you're saying it.
See, my girlfriend wants to gouge her eyes out every time I bring this topic up. She's like, "I don't like talking about this. I think you're beautiful, and I want to ignore everybody who doesn't."
Well, and we do too.
Amen.
We do too. All right, Anne, this is the fun part. This is the part we perhaps didn't tell you about, where you get to psychoanalyze yourself based on the song selections you have provided to our listening audience.
Oh, dear.
So we're going to give you the songs. You are going to tell everybody what these songs say about you. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. So starting out with Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow, who, by the way, you shared that song selection with Nathan Runkle, the animal rights champion, who was on a few months ago, and you both requested that song. So Black and Gold by Sam Sparrow, what does it say about you, Anne?
I think it says that I'm hip.
Nice.
With it. I know what the kids are into. Sam Sparrow is totally like the hot new gay pop star, and we totally need a gay pop star. And
we do.
I will throw every bit of support I can behind him because he's awesome and totally out and totally unique, and I love that song, and I like to shake my ass.
Nice.
Great.
All right, good start. Next up is the song that played you in, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves. Go for it, Anne.
I think that song says I have an awesome sense of humor. I think it's hilarious, and I love Annie Lennox, because even though she's totally hetero, she's a gender bender, and she's fun like that. I swear you asked me to give you my four favorite gay songs, not just my four favorite songs.
Well, you know, yeah. Is there really a difference?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right, Anne, then let's put, so if it wasn't just gay songs, what's your favorite song at the moment?
Oh, at the moment, I'm sort of loving the poker face.
I am too.
Oh, God.
I am
it's
too.
It's like everyone who doesn't want to admit that.
Oh, I'll
admit
totally
it. It's totally true.
I've had Just Dance on repeat on the elliptical machine more times than I could possibly tell
you. I've
got
to say.
Yes.
Yeah, those two songs were some of the first.
The dance floor album is amazing to work out to.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great.
I have the live version of Erotica from the Confessions tour.
Wow, I don't have that.
I am a Madonna connoisseur.
So, okay, so you're only allowed one Madonna song. What do you choose?
Like a Prayer.
That's a good choice. Becca, one Madonna song?
Oh, I don't know. Leave me out of this.
Becca's just not so much the pop culture connoisseur. I choose Cherish because our seventh grade.
What did that say about you, Ken?
It says that we sang it in seventh grade choir, and it was the awakening. I think
the awakening.
I think it was about the video. I wanted to be a mermaid too, and then I knew.
Yeah. Wait, I thought if you wanted to be a mermaid, it meant you were transgendered.
Okay, that'll be my next awakening, apparently. I'm not there yet, Anne. Stop trying to push me forward.
I feel so privileged to have been here for that.
Well, Ken, this show is so gay. We'll welcome
yes.
you.
Please tell us about that moment when you realized you were trans. Well, I was on the phone with Anne, and Becca was right in front of me, and it was a mermaid.
I do have that effect on men.
And Anne helped me come out, so I'm always appreciative. And what about the song that in a few minutes, is going to play you out, I'm a Lady by Santo Gold, which I don't actually know that song.
Oh, well, number one, I am a lady.
Well, of course.
And, again, I just think it's like a hot pop tune, and she's not that popular, but it's really sexy, and I like to shake my ass.
Over and over again. And so
I didn't want to hit you with like Tegan and Sarah, Ani DeFranco. And
you know what? We just had our first Ani DeFranco request
in 30-something shows. Last week was the first time we played Ani DeFranco. So
what was the song?
That's a really good question, Anne. And we're gonna have.
And we're just staring at each other because neither of us remember.
I want to say in and out.
In and out.
Okay. I think you're right. I was confused from it, but I
don't
think you're
know
totally
any
right.
Ani. I know two Ani DeFranco songs, and that's it.
Oh, Ken.
Untouchable Face.
No, I don't know that.
Both Hands.
I know. No, I don't know that either. I know 32 Flavors.
Uh huh.
And I know her cover of whatever she sang on the My Best Friend's Wedding. Don't put your head. Becca puts her head in her hands too easily. All right, so Anne, where should all of our listeners go to find out more about what you're working on?
They should go to my blog. It's annethezapor.blogspot.com.
And can you spell that for us?
Oh, I could, but it's just much easier to Google Pretty Witty Anne.
There you go. And you can also link to it off of our site as well at theshowsogay.com. And when this podcast goes up tomorrow, folks can click right on Anne's picture, lovely picture, and link right up to that blog spot.
Makes it even easier than Google.
What's coming up next on the blog spot? Ruin it for us.
Oh, you know what? I wing it. I fly by the seat of my pants, and I usually write on Sundays. I have no idea. Sunday feels so far away.
Well, don't forget about us by then.
My girlfriend this weekend, so I'll probably write a little something about that.
We would like to see something that works in July 4th.
Uh-huh.
Trolls.
Uh-huh.
Mermaids.
Uh-huh. Feels like an NYU film project.
You've been in some of those, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the NYU film projects. Everyone thinks they're the first person to film by the arch. Oh, let's get the arch in the background.
Yeah.
Those are fun. Anne Nezipor, it is an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. You are hilarious, folks.
It has been my absolute joy. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And we are going to play more of Anne's music. Please, please check out her writing. It and truly the one that I mentioned, because it was quite moving to me. And I think that the more articles we have there, out there, in particular in the gay community, on body image and anything to do with weight is colossally, colossally important. And that one's called She Ain't Heavy, She's My Inner Cheerleader. Check back in with Anne's blog on Sunday and see what she writes about this week. Anne, all the best there in New York City.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
You.
Great.
That was a song called I'm a Lady by Santi Gold, which was requested by tonight's hilarious guest, Anne Nezipor. It was just an absolute pleasure to have on. And folks, really, seriously, please go check out her Blogspot and read everything she's writing, because it'll move you. It moved me. And she
and
helped
plus,
me come out of the transgender closet.
Oh, gosh. And everyone needs to giggle, really.
Yes. And yes.
Yeah.
We need to have more comedians
on. We have all this
on.
Hard news. And
we do. Although, I say we need to have more comedians on, and we do indeed have a huge comedian coming up in a few weeks.
Do we really?
We do. Comic and TV personality Ant is going to be on the show
on the 27th. So folks are definitely going to want to tune in for that.
Is that Ant from Celebrity Fit Club?
Yes.
See how I know stuff?
I just like perked up because you knew something pop culture-y.
Yeah, Allison, thank you.
It's a cheating if someone tells you.
Well, how else do you learn pop culture?
Through Allison.
Through Allison.
Okay. One of the other op-eds out there this week, which I thought was really silly, and thus it qualifies for our last segment of our show.
No, before the last segment then. May 22nd.
What?
In California, Harvey Milk Day.
Did it pass?
It was passing. As far as I know, the Senate Education Committee passed it.
I totally missed that. And when is the date?
May 22nd.
So we're going to talk about that.
So I'm going to, yes, we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to make sure my information is correct, but that's the rumor.
Okay, so check back in next week, and we will find out what's going on with Harvey Milk Day. So, but in the silly story, the headline was, Becca, it actually didn't say your name, but that'd be cool if it did. Is there such a thing, Becca, as too gay?
Here's too, like T-O-O?
T-O-O gay.
Or like as a verb, you know, like too gay. Too gay.
Well, of course there is a verb to gay, because you can say things like...
Gay you later.
Very good.
Oh, see how we're on the same page today. Sorry, Andrew.
So this was a quote from this op-ed. It said, admit it, you've seen some tragic queen bounding down the street, having just drank way too much at, and then fill in the name of your favorite gay bar, screaming and cackling and shouting, hey girl, hey girl, and you roll your eyes and turn the other way, hoping she doesn't lock onto you. So is there a line that someone crosses and becomes too gay? Becca?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And in the comment section of this one, so whoever wrote the op-ed, and I'm sorry, they don't
maybe
have
we should
credit.
Change the name of this show. I mean, really, because if it was possible to be too gay, this would be, this show is too gay, not this show this is show, so gay.
And this show is indeed so gay.
That's right.
So we're
and if it was possible to be too gay, we would be there.
Yes. But I really want the verb of gay to catch on. We have to come up with other uses for it.
Yeah.
Gay in a flash. Okay, I don't know what that means.
No.
Could you gay open that door? I don't know what that means either.
I think it would
I'm just looking around the studio and trying to come up with things to say.
Oh, this is getting cut out in the podcast.
Can you gay that clock for me? No, I got nothing. I got nothing. It's fine.
So, the end. Obviously, Ken is not the comedian who is on today.
No, I'm not. So thank if God. Folks want to get in touch with us, there are a million and one ways to do it. You should definitely troll on over to thisshowisogay.com. Check out our podcast, listen to our old podcast, link up to, and as promised on the homepage, I do have a link to my star turn on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It was my moment of glory, and everything's been downhill since then, except for tonight when I came out. So you should check that out. You should please join our Facebook group. And let me tell you, right now it's at like 395. So if you join now, you have a pretty darn good shot at being number 400. And as some other folks know, if you are number 400 or 300 or 200, you get a free t-shirt. So please
or
check
500.
That out. Or 500 if you're number 500.
You're going the wrong way, Ken.
I'm sorry. I was going the wrong way. I was just saying the people that have already won. So definitely check out our Facebook group. Listen to us on iTunes. Drop us a nice comment on there. It is a pleasure talking to you guys every week. We've got some great guest ideas that people have been providing. So if you have an idea for a guest, our track record has been really good of people saying, hey, you should get this person. And then we write to them and they say yes. And it's pretty cool. So send us an email,
please.
Yeah, send
we
us
love
an email.
Getting email.
The show is so gay at AOL.com. And we're sticking to our AOL. We got some snarky email a few months back saying, oh, you guys are on AOL. It's so old school.
If you want to write me directly and you just hate AOL, you can write gaybecca@hotmail.com. And okay. I've reserved that just for radio show stuff.
All right. So write to Becca on there. Check out everything we just talked about. Please check out Ann Nesipor's blog. That's pretty much it. No, not the most exciting week.
I think that's the end of our week.
That's the end of our week.
It is, in fact, true. Harvey Milk Day is May 22nd.
Oh, good.
I did not lie. So it's coming up.
Oh, I want to celebrate it. I would like to really do something next Friday. So we should do that.
All right. We'll gay it up.
All right. See? A verb.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So everyone, get out there. Have a fabulous week. And remember, why be gay when you can be so gay?
I'll be with you. precious time, and time is new. Yeah.